An investigation into three Keele middle school students has been launched.
The school district has filed a Title IX complaint accusing the students of using incorrect pronouns while addressing another student. Fox 11's Monique Lopez spoke with the parent of one of the students in this Project Education report.
I received a phone call from the principal over at the elementary school forewarning me, letting me know that I was going to be receiving an email with sexual harassment allegations against my son.
Rosemary Rabideau's 13-year-old son, Brayden, is one of the three 8th grade Keele Middle School students accused of sexual harassment, something she disputes.
He said he's being allegedly charged with sexual harassment for not using proper pronouns. I thought it wasn't real. I thought this has got to be a gag, a joke. One has nothing to do with the other.
According to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, now defending the accused students, in March, one of their peers announced the pronouns they'd prefer to be addressed as, they or them. One of the alleged incidents Brayden and the others were supposedly involved in happened in April.
She had been screaming at one of Brayden's friends to use proper pronouns, calling him profanity. And this friend is, you know, very soft-spoken and kind of just sunk down into his chair. And Brayden finally came up defending him, saying he doesn't have to use proper pronouns. It's his constitutional right to not use. You can't make him say things.
Some might say or think that you or your son are against the LGBTQ plus community.
Not at all. Not at all. My children have been raised to love everybody equally.
Shortly after finding out her son was being investigated, Rosemary reached out to Will.
Title IX sexual harassment typically covers things like rape, dating violence, quid pro quo sexual favors, right? Really egregious stuff.